Blog Talk Radio.
Yup. We can have fun on the dark side,
yes,
too. It's okay.
We can.
I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm popping pills. I am so fucking cursed up
what
right
it
now.
Is.
Let's go. Daggers in the building, things are feeling so hypey. Drunk, high, everybody gon' like me. Fresh pair of Nikes, LA fit. About to do my new dance, come along if you will. One step forward, one step back. Shake it, shake it, shake it like you just smoke crack. Hands up like you got Jack, moving in a circle. Hands on my waist, lean with it like Urkel. Slide, slide, dip, skip. Slide, slide, dip, twist. Put your right foot in, take your right foot out.
Fuck,
everybody grab somebody, go ahead and work it out. Show me what you all about, we all here to party. I'm on one, off that 151 Bacardi. Smoking the best, without the drama stress. We all sweating like a dumb nigga taking a test.
Watch him, I'm turned, acting first. If you not, this thing don't work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg. No reason your body, yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink? Where's the weed? Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want to party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we go.
Are we having fun yet? Good,
I ain't done yet.
Getting fucked up, yeah, I like that subject. Keep it in my budget, cause the game is a cold bitch. If you wanna fuck a right, gotta throw the right pitch. Niggas, bitch, bitches, bitch, we all wanna get rich. Too many motherfuckers be up on that. I'm in the party trying to calm my nerves. Waitress, bring both drinks,
just got served.
Now I'm gonna groove cause I'm hot this tipsy. About to do my new dance.
Who's coming with me?
One step forward, side, side. Lean with it like you in the car, left, right. Hold my drink up real high. Hurry up, get a sip. Gas break, dip.
Go slide, well.
Niggas getting hypey like we up in the bay. Yeah, I got mad love, but I'm representing L.A.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt.
What we work on, y'all, you know, talking about? Niggas step aside, make room for the lady. You know we looking good, so you looking all crazy. Trust you, pay me, show me where the money at. Niggas drop a sack if you wanna see my ass clap. Off a pill to the night, I bet you wanna step through. Money does a lot, already know addictive. Taking out my dumb gun, better find a young one. Now I'm gonna dance, what?
Wait, camera action.
Take one step in, show my heels off, give myself a hug. Hands on my waist,
wiggle, 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 wiggle,
drop it. Hands on my knees, bend it over while I arch it. Pick it up and drop it. Like you wanna make a profit, hands high, high, like you're ready for the spotlight. Military boy, y'all left, right.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this ain't gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no Ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you win it like I'm with it,
hang on, here we
can
go.
Can I get any higher? Damn, so wired.
Pills got me feeling like my clothes on fire. Root for the Dodgers, kill for the Lakers. A hater still a hater, even if they make paper. And they both real deep, they don't know how not to. Take your ass home like a nigga with a curfew. I don't wanna hurt you, wanna ride my higher. Find a real freak. Take it back to my hideout. Working like a child, see, I'm bestie in bands. But before I leave the party, I gotta do my dance. Jumping to the left, cause I'm way past 50. One step forward, do a 360. Do a little shuffle, show a little muscle. Throw your hands up like a nigga wanna tussle. Don't want any trouble, cause we all in the zone. So I stay going hard, it's lonely at home.
Damn, I'm turned, acting burnt. If you not, this thing gon' work. No, don't jerk, don't spank, no leg, no Ricky, your body. Yeah, you heard what I said. Where's the drink?
Right here.
Where's the weed?
Hold up.
Everybody pop a pill so we can all power up. If you don't want a party, get the fuck off the floor. And if you with it like I'm with it, then hang on, here we go.
Told y'all. Oh, shit, I'm fucked up, y'all. Hope y'all have fun. I really do. And if not, I don't care. Shit, that shit was fun for me.
Allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck-mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Yo. Make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger. 24/7, man. I ain't give up for the show on or not. Go ahead, my sister. Welcome to the bang out. Welcome to my reign. If you're slapping on the beat, this is where you need to play. You're a prisoner, a slave. Dig another grave. If you haven't heard of Daddy, you should pick a better way. Pick another lane. This is where champions are made. No distractions in the way. I'm only getting paid. This is underground hip hop. Pure competition in your shows like a quick stop. Don't get gassed up. Bees in the hive. Daggers out of pocket. Lions only taking lies. Haven't looked into their eyes. Sparing out a rhyme. Defeating every line. My speed is on the line. I'm nasty. You just keep my shit up on rewind. I'm not asking. Like one, I'm matching. Puff, puff, and passing. You bastard. This is another classic. You should tell who gave me that. I stole his fucking neck. I'm making it disappear. Now she never wanna leave. She never wanna leave.
Nah, fuck you, Friday. Slap Sundays. What it do, y'all? The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. Man. I'm trying to stay amped up, man. Because, like I said, I've been up for 2 days straight. You know, no sleep. You know, Team Vampire, Team No Sleep over here on mine right now. Like, oh, shit. Let's see. I popped a few pills yesterday. I'm going to explain how I got to where I'm at now. You know what I mean? They'll just give me something to talk about here on Slap Sunday today. But where I'm at right now, let's see. I'm off of like 2 pills still. This alcohol I'm drinking is bringing me back. Hold on. Like Grey Goose and cranberry juice. But mostly, you know, Grey Goose and the cranberry juice is just for the coloring. So, you know, I can keep it in the cranberry juice bottle so the police don't fuck with me when I drink and drive. All right. And I'm high as hell smoking that good. So, I mean, it's going to be real interesting to see how the night goes as far as the diary goes. I mean, your host is, like, beyond lit right now. Like I said, sleep deprivation is just a whole lot of combination of a lot of things right now. So it's going to be interesting to see how tonight, you know, unfolds itself. But, yes, I hope. I'm glad it's like me being in the driver's seat. It's like, it's going to be a bumpy ride, but, I mean, we're going to enjoy the trip. We're going to see if it'll all be interesting. So let's do it like we always do. Shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shake, because, again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio. She started Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean? And then, like, a lot of people came, a lot of people left, and she allowed me, you know, she trusted in me to go ahead and keep things going here for these independent artists. She saw something, I guess, in me that she didn't see in anybody else. And like I said, we're here. And she's allowed me to keep moving and keep moving forward. So she's always giving me the chance to do what I got to do. So thank you very much, Boss Lady. Because, again, without her, there is no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights with my co-host, Queen V, and definitely no Fuck You Fridays. So, again, Boss Lady, thank you, thank you. And then also, man, I don't know if y'all been seeing these X and B ladies out here. I don't know if y'all been checking these ladies out. She's setting up chapters and shit out here. You know, the Boss Lady is going to be back on the airway with the X and B ladies real soon, you know, so make sure y'all keep on the lookout for that on Bang Out Radio, all right, because like I said, I know y'all get tired of hearing me when y'all do hear me, so like I said, the Boss Lady will be back in town, and then a whole bunch of ladies, because I was like, why don't I get to talk to none of the X and B ladies, so the Boss Lady's over there hogging them all, so she could talk to them all herself, you know, when they all come on the air, so it's okay, it's cool, you know, I'll get my own views of the week, not just, and I'm definitely, hopefully, like I said, try to get out there to that expo. Let's do some news real quick. Quick events. Can I get to the events quickly enough? Where's the expo at? So I can at least talk intelligently about it. Nope, that ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. Damn, when is it? Oh, see, I'm all on the wrong dates and shit. See, this shit goes slow. There it is. All right, my bad, y'all. Look. Like I said, y'all, August 24th, man. We already in August. 20 days. 20 days. It is the 4th. The 24th, August 24th, Saturday. All right. Introducing, let's see, one-day networking event coming August 24th, Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. Models Playground and Entertainers Expo, all right? New official industry expo. Come network, connect, and get discovered. Hosted by Frank Ross Photography. Photo shoots, coaching, seminars, fashion show, all in one night. Get ready. Red carpets, live performances. If I get my shit together in time, Dagger's going to be in the fucking building on stage. So I'm trying to get there, get out there and fucking with y'all, party with y'all. Definitely got to fuck with the boss lady. But like I said, the expo is for those, is it for models, even plus size models. So, yeah, some of y'all thick girls over there, like I said, I'm not messing with you, but, hey, you know, you can go get your picture taken and everything if you want. Like, who am I to tell you not to? I don't know what an MUAS is. MUAS is just three letters with an S on it, so I can't speak on that. But whatever that is, photographers, designers, hairstylists, and artists. So, all right, so come join the experience, the biggest event to hit 2013, and again, going down in Vegas, and make sure you get your tickets online, all right? So, again, that's going down at the Las Vegas Hotel and Casino, 3000 Paradise Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, and, again, that's August 24th, so make sure you check it out and fuck with the X and B Squad ladies, all right? Now, all y'all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing, again, keep doing what y'all doing. Now, again, I got to apologize tonight because I was going to be straight up with y'all. I'm too fucked up to try to figure out who sent me new songs this week and everything, so I can play those first. So I'm not even going to lie to y'all because, like I said, I'm gone right now. So what I am going to do is, like I said, I'm on my turned up level tonight. So it's going to be a lot of, you know, drinking tracks, smoking tracks, party tracks. There's going to be a lot of that shit probably tonight because that's just where I'm at right now, especially while I continue keep drinking this drink because this shit right here is talking to me. And then, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to, like I said, support the show, support these independent artists, support me, support anybody that comes through the show. Again, because, again, without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't have no show either. Again, we are all in this together. And, again, the only thing I ask anybody to do as far as this show goes is to talk about the show. Talk about it with your friends. Talk about it with maybe some of your family, you know, brothers, sisters, cousins, whatever. Spread word about the show. Let them know where the number one spot for independent artists is. Let them know where Reality Radio is. Let them know where to keep it 1,000% at all times. And you never know what you may hear, because, again, that's just how we get down here, and this is the only place where you're going to get that. At least I feel. I wouldn't know because I don't listen to nothing else. You know what I mean? So and y'all fucks with me, so I fucks with y'all. So, yeah. I think that was a nice intro. I mean, I'm expecting a few calls tonight, so we'll see if those scatter in here tonight. But again, like I said, I'm playing shit that's slapping to me right now, because like I said, it's just Slap Sundays. I'm under the influence, so of course I'm about to be on some shit. So fucks with your boy, all right? You need to get you a drink, something. And try to get on my level real quick, all right? Let's go.
Motherfucker, I'm Andre Arnett. I'm so ill, they should put me in a quarantine. I've been spitting like this since 17. Yeah, fly young niggas with a cool team. Now we pop bottles, living our dreams. Yeah, Andre Arnett, don't be confused with. Man, your bars ain't hot, they been extinguished. Yeah, I'm getting money, that's instinctive. And my yellow diamond chain is distinctive. My balls pull up in the Bentley, squeeze off till it's empty. I ain't talking about the millie, talking about them chicks that's with me. Yeah, I'm ill in a good way. Lemonade all off in my Bombay. And my switcher full of grape juice. And I just lined a blunt with some Grey Goose. Yeah, I told y'all I turn up in the club with a bottle and a nigga still double cup. Double cup.
I'm feeling high as fuck, fly as fuck, I got the bird flu. I'm in dire need of white blood cells and some Theraflu. Or a type of airborne, flow going airborne. Because the kush is louder than a fucking air horn. Nigga, I be spitting bacteria. Grab a tray and get in line, this is the cafeteria. I'm serving every starving artist slacking criteria. Leave them in the cold to rot like Jews in Siberia. Konzentrationslager Auschwitz. Concentration camp for niggas that had swag and lost it. Like Allen Iverson or Shine from Bad Boy. If Lamar Bagel him, Lamar would destroy. I also dismantle and take charge, cause I'm bold and I'm ill, no cure. Call me the common cold. Mosin Rap is my title, my rhyme book is my Bible. And yeah, I know it sounds crazy, but my skills have no rivals, nigga.
Swag your shit out, bitch. Swag your shit out.
You fucked up,
I'm off the goose. It's always when I'm loaded that the bitches come and choose. They niggas getting folded if you walk up, I can roll. His homies trying to lock my niggas, pulling out the tools. Tell him like, bitch, what's cracking? Like, bitch, what's bracking? Yo, bitch, on my balls, I go squatting with the matter. Bad bitch, she sexy. Ass like a savage, tell her drop down, get Becky. Christina Aguilera, smoking on that Keisha, you can smell it in my clothes. Claim you on some new shit, all your new bitches is dope. Yo, girl, I'm right wrecked. No Nike, I checked her. I'm going go gadget when it's walking in my system. Bad bitch, what's the dizzy? What's up with your monkey? Oscar Mayer Coochie, she feel it in her tummy. Snap back like, oh, dizzy in a room. Nigga so swaggy, you can check out my shoes, cause I'm shitting on them.
All I do is turned up like, all I do is turned up like, all I do is turned up like, turned up like, turned up like.
You know what I mean, bitch, I'm about it, word to Master P, and if I want the nookie, I'ma wake her out of sleep, all I want was Becky, tell that bitch don't even speak, you ratchet, I fuck her in Alaska, I hit it just once and then I dump her to my trash bag, I don't give a fuck, I'm smoking bomb straight out of Baghdad, you gon' hit my blunt for the deuces and then you pass that, BS and rep a little dizzy, I be spitting, smelling like a fart, but that's just my swag shit, got plenty shots, don't call me Scotty Pimpin, swag take a hit and ain't coming out the kitchen, wait, swag harder than the rocks up on the dirt, fuckin' with my squad members, yeah, you're getting hurt, 9mm bullets all up in the shirt, shot him in his head, then his brain went berserk, like damn.
Luck strip club function, we own on site. We gon' make it rain thunderstorm all night. Couple cuties with the booty, make it roll on the pole. Drop it down low, make it go for the dough. Me, my niggas got bands, like goddamn. So much money in the sky, you gon' need to flight plan. Ladies in the club, cause they know who I am. Dollars everywhere, pussy nigga might tram. Man in my town, I got it on deck. Stack it all up and blow it all in one check. Mama see the dollars, now la mama getting wet. Come and see what you can get, bend it over for the set. Yeah, rockstar music, you see it on a shirt. Drop it down low, yeah, you see me on the work. Do this every day, these niggas do it on the first. Let me see you act a fool till you make your body hurt.
Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Nigga go
hard as a brick. Running from the bank, you get caught in the mix. Girl, I'm trying to take you home and go hard as a bitch. The thing in my jeans kinda stiff. Shit, your boy is too lit. Yeah, we so on, you can call me like Switch. Baby got that ass trying to spend a night with. She want me beat it up and I'm the man to fight with. Yeah, girl, you know my style, so let's get to it. We hit the hotel, you know just how we doing. I see your body language, girl, I speak it fluent. I point to the room, and girl already moving. Yeah, we moving, yeah, we moving. How we do it when we hit this motherfucker? She wanna lick the rapper like a nigga was a sucker. Look, I'm going to the hole like I'm playing at the Rucker. I hit a head first like a trucker.
Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Let that nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Nigga go hard, baby, what you know? Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Running from the dick, you fuck around and get the cold. Nigga go, nigga go, nigga go.
Oh, great. I always end up sitting next to a damn baby.
What? What did you just say?
Stewie, stop fussing.
Not now, Lewis. Hey, big man, turn around. If you've got something to say, say it to my face. Oh, you can't hear me now. All right, that's it. I was going to watch the movie, but forget it. For the next 5 hours, you're my bitch.
Where? Where? My ears are popping and there's no way to console me. I'm hungry and possibly teething. Maybe I'm wet. Who knows? I'm a baby. Where? Where?
Check out my boy The Dagger on Slap Sundays every week from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can tune in at www.bangoutradio.com or call 661-621-7559 and listen or press 1 and join in.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. We back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Like they said, remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue. Or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? Now let's see, straight out to 225-7964. You got Dagger, what it do?
What up, man? It's Esther, bro.
What it do, Esther, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, man. What's been up, bro? I talked
man,
to you since we had
a new day, man. Like I said, this weekend, it was a fucked up weekend, but I'm fucked up like right now, so it's like all the shit that happened like just don't even matter. You know what I mean? It's like one of those like... When you get to the end of it, you know, it's like whatever. You know, I nigga had plans and shit, and those plans kind of, like, fell through. But at the same time, it's like, you know, my plan was to get fucked up. So, I mean, at least I did that. But I just hate being – I feel like I'm fucked up for no reason. You know, that's my biggest thing right now. I feel like I'm turned up for just, like, there's just no reason. Like subbing the subwoofer and not, you know, riding down the street and subbing that shit. Like, what the fuck? That's just where I'm at right now. What's going on with you, man? What's going on that way?
Yeah, cooling, bro. In and out the studio, man. Dropping some hot-ass shit, bro.
Oh, okay. So once the newness comes out, man, I'm the first one that gets it, right? Like, that's how, like, I get it in my email.
I could send it to your email whenever, man. I got it on deck, bro. I got, like, 2 mixtapes in the computer right now, bro. I'm just, you know.
Hey, man, like, I keep telling people all the time, man. Like I said, the best way to get your shit in rotation to play, man, number one, fuck with me, call in so I, you don't know, like, little ass, like, that's my nigga right there. See, now I'm getting some shit ready because when you call in, it don't fuck with me. So I'm like, okay, here we go. And then, two, also, I tell people to load me up with music. You know what I mean? Because they don't, let me tell you since I got you on the phone, because it's like, because when I'm going through this shit to look at the music that I want to play, right? Now, if you send me, like, one track, you know, that one track can get lost in a bunch. That one track can get lost in a whole bunch of other tracks that I got up here, right? But if you send me, like, 4 or 5 or something like that, then when I'm scanning through the tracks that I want to play or what I could possibly play, and I see, like, 5 of your tracks, and you know, or 6, or, you know, whatever, you know, definitely more than one, you know, then more than likely, it's like, I'm gonna get one of these in real quick, because, you know, it's just there. But people don't listen, man. So I be trying to tell people what's up, and they be trying to blame me like it's my fault, like I did something.
Right, but, man, I got some stuff on deck for you, bro. Eat, man. You know, we've been trying to take over your radio show, bro.
Hey, man, y'all can try, man. Like I said, I got a lot. There's a lot of people out here, man. Like I said, one of these days what we'll do, though, like, man, because, like I said, you've been fucking with me and been coming through and everything, you know, repeatedly and everything like that. Like, we'll do it. You load me up with one of your mixtapes or something like that. We'll set it up one day where, like I said, I'll give y'all one show. I'll let y'all take over a whole show. All your peoples call in. You know, all your music the whole time. Like I said, I look out for those that come through and fucks with me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we could set that up. But, you know, I'm going to need more music because if you're going to take over the show, then you got to take over the show. You know, you can't say you're going to do it and not do it. You know what I mean?
That's what we've been trying to do, bro. Because, like, the whole in Louisiana and Pittsburgh, they're going to show love, bro.
I'm trying to get connections everywhere, man. So we're gonna try to make that shit happen, no problem. But shit, man, now that I got you here, man, fuck it, we're gonna get on this right here, man. Cause like I said, there's a squad right here. What's this? Lil Esther, Yo Dreadhead, Dog the Cutthroat, Ghetto Superstar Committee.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Here we go. Like I said, fuck with your boy. I fuck with y'all, man. You get your music played right away. Let's go.
Yeah, drug money rest, nigga. It's your boy, La Esther, nigga.
Crack.
Yeah, I just got a call from my lil' nigga. He see he got into it with some bitch, nigga. Load up, the choppers, nigga. Load up, the choppers, nigga. I just got a call from my lil' nigga. Show me what it say. Let's shoot up this.
what up? He said them bitch niggas try to deal with him.
Who that?
I asked him where the stain, where these niggas be.
Where they at?
Let's load up the choppers and clear these fucking streets.
Let's go.
You best believe my niggas about that murder,
that
shit.
Murder shit.
All we do is ride the creek looking a murder bitch.
Yeah.
All you niggas do is rap. I can't stand a snitch.
No.
You rat on me, then find you in the ditch.
Yeah.
Give me something or walk around with my hand out, you know, a nigga gonna do something. So
right?
But specifically this week, right? Like it was a rough week, but I was hustling up things. I was doing what I had to do and everything like that. I came up on some change, and I was about to be like, okay, fuck, I'm gonna do something this weekend. You know what I mean? That day when you're like, okay, I'm gonna do something, whatever it is. You know what I mean? I'm set. I'm gonna do something, whatever that fuck that is. And it's crazy because, like I said, like a dumbass, this is me just going back to the part where it's like I hate being the good guy because the good guy always has to do shit he doesn't want to do and doesn't get any rewards or any benefits. You know, it's fucked up being that person. And it's sad because, again, I don't want to be that person, but to my core, that's just who I am. As much as I don't want to be, whenever I'm in a fucking situation, I just do what the right thing, you know, I just do that right thing. It's natural for me to do the right thing, but basically...
Right.
I'm sitting up here on this change. Like I said, I was gonna set up something. I don't know what it was. Something was gonna happen. But Friday come, I get my bread. This is how fast money comes and goes with me too. It's just so amazing. Like I had to make a couple of transactions. I had to pick up a couple of checks that was owed to me and everything like that. Cash the checks. You know, I'm sitting on like 150. Like bam, out the gate. Like zero to 150. Like bam, like real fast. Like ch-ch-ch. Oh, okay. And you know. And again, like I said, I don't got no kids, I don't got no rent, I don't even got no fucking car note no more right now, you know what I mean? So I was like, fuck it, I'm about to just, I don't got shit else to worry about, put a little bit to the side, and I'm about to go do something with the rest of this, you know, because I ain't done shit in a while, I'm trying to do something. Man, my dumb ass. Of course, my family members, and it's always family. And this is again, whether it's family, friends, or whatever, y'all don't be better than me. Sometimes you just gotta know how to say no, because I can't seem to say no, especially when, basically, like motherfucker needed rent and shit. You know, people. My nieces give me the story, like, you know, I'm this short on rent, and it so happened that it's almost when people need something right when you got something, it. It's almost around the exact amount that you just got. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you just don't got nothing out of it. I don't know if I'm the only one that's been through some shit like this. I don't, you know what I mean? I can only speak on my experiences. But it was just weird because, like I said, it went from, like, donuts to, like, $150 back to, like, $15 in the course of, like, 5-6 hours. You know what I mean? And then,
yeah, money again, come and go, bro.
Yeah, exactly. So fast. But then again, like, She made it seem like, but I told her, I'm like, yo, I mean, because again, I've been on this shit lately where it's like, if it don't make you money or don't make you happy, don't fuck with it. And that goes in regards, like I said, I love my niece, I love my family, I love, you know what I mean, don't get it twisted. But at the same time, I can't keep, you know, cleaning up other people's fuck ups. You know what I mean? And she
right.
has been known to fuck up. You know,
right.
and just the time that she happens to fuck up, she just happened to hit me up. And, you know, again, it's like what she asked me, and I had it. It's not like I could tell her, you know, most motherfuckers, nah, I don't got it. Like, I couldn't lie, like, because I had it. You know,
right.
and the thing that probably really saved it is, like I said, because she got my baby nephew over there and everything like that. So, you know what I mean? That's my baby nephew. So, it's like, I'm not even about to, you know, I can't let that shit go down, especially if I could do something about it. If I didn't have it, it'll be a different story, but it's like, but then at the same time, I'm like, I'm telling her, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to do something, I'm trying to do whatever, you know, I need this back, and she swore to me that, you know, I just need to pay it today, and I can give it back to you tomorrow, and, you know, I just need it, like, now, like, oh, yeah, you know, it's always, but like I said, if you knew her, like I said, if you knew my family, if you knew the person I was talking to, you would be like, yeah, you know, because you hear shit like this before, you know, so... But again, like I said, I had it. I'm not going to go through that shit. I'm not going to have my little baby nephew having to go through extra shit. Especially also, then this is when I downgrade myself just a little bit. Because, again, all I'm really going to do is fuck off this money anyway. You know what I mean? Like, bottom line, I'm really just going to fuck it off and give it to some, you know, some liquor store for some bottles, the weed man and shit for some weed. You know, I'm going to fuck it off. You know,
right,
so
right.
At least it's, you know, in my head, I'm thinking at least it's going towards something. But the part that just pisses me off about the whole situation is that, like I said, I go through all that to do that. And then on the next day, like I said, I was supposed to get my shit back the next day because if I was going to do anything, it was going to be on Saturday. I was going to do it yesterday. I was going to do something. Now I hit you up upon the agreed time when I said I would hit you up. I ain't hit you up all day until the time that I said I would. Like now there's like no answer. You know what I mean? It's this type of shit that upsets me. You know, and then it's like, okay, well, bam, leave that alone, you know, 30, 45 minutes later. Because, you know, I don't blow up people's phones. That's not what I do. But again, you that we talking $150. You know what I mean? So that you said you was gonna have. So at the same time, I'm like, I kind of need that because, like I said, I went from zero to 150 back to zero over nothing that had to do with me. You know, and like I said, I wanted to do some shit. My mind was also, man, I'm trying to do something. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. I was about to do something. But, and it pissed me off because, like I said, then no calls. Like I said, I still ain't talking. It's Sunday. It's Sunday, and it's going on, what, 7:30 LA time, 7:40 LA time. Ain't heard a word from her. You know what I mean? It just makes me feel like, you know, you just took that shit and ran with it. And, you know, and I get tired. And all you had to say or tell me was you ain't got it. You know, I'd rather you, right. that's when you step up and just be like, you know what, this, you know, I'd rather you feed me a story than just act like you just don't see me calling or you're ignoring me or whatever, because eventually the story is going to come anyway, and then I'm really going to be really, you know what I mean, when do I have the right to become the asshole and shit or whatever, because I already want to be the asshole, but it's like I said, it's not like I don't know where you live, it's not like I can't go sit on your porch or whatever, but I got better shit to do, you know what I mean, And then on top of that, some money coming missing. Like I said, the other little bit I did have left out of that I didn't even tell anybody about, comes up missing. Still in the same scenario, still in the same situation. While I'm over there dropping off this for her because I wanted to help out or whatever, shit that I even put to the side for myself come up missing. Like, and I don't lose money. You know, that's not what I do. I don't do dumb shit like that. That doesn't happen. So I'm pissed off on top of that, too, because, again, it amazes me, and then everybody out there, like I said, it amazes you how the people that are closest to you are going to be the ones that can do you the worst or can hurt you or are the first ones to take something from you when all you're trying to do is help, depending on who you are, depending on what your situation is. Like I said, I'm only speaking for myself, my family, my issues and everything like that, but it was some fucked up shit.
Right.
You know, how do you ask for help? And, I mean, it's between her and my nephew, my older nephew, her little brother. You know what I mean? My older nephew, he's like 16 or whatever. He already, you know, on that nigga shit, kicked out of schools, you know, weed, got caught for weed in school, you know, on that dumb shit. You know,
yeah,
like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you on that don't nobody care about me type shit? Like, you know, the same dumb shit these niggas that be in these gangs and shit be talking about, well, I had to go to the game because, you know, I had no love or whatever. And this nigga got families, nigga. And it's like stupidity. Pisses me off, nigga. Shut the fuck up. You got family. Nigga, you got niggas that care about you, nigga. Shut the fuck up with that bullshit. But the fact that between both of them, you know what I mean? It's like me, him, her. Only ones in the house. My baby nephew ain't walk off with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not even about to, you know, he can't even talk, barely. You know what I mean? Let's not even get stupid here. You know, And money doesn't get up and walk, but nobody want to fess up to it. It's like, all right, like I said, I need all my shit by the end of this week. Like, you know what I mean? Or, you know, I'm just going to be thinking about all week, like, what the fuck I'm going to do, because I feel I'm at my liberty to at this point. But it's crazy. But that's just that part. So, again, like I said, I mean, I got to get this shit out of here. I got to get this shit out, man. Because like I said, it's Sunday. It's Slap Sunday. We try to stop the stupidity out of people. And, again, I'm just sharing stories because, again, maybe somebody's out there going through something. Maybe you're dealing with your own family issues. Maybe you dealt with this in a situation. Or, I mean, I don't know. But, again, I don't know what to tell you to do. But you got, again, I'm just going with my mantra. If it doesn't make you money, a good amount of money, not just any amount of money. Don't just do anything for whatever. But a good amount of money, yeah, go ahead, do what you got to do. Or if it doesn't make you happy, don't fuck with it. Leave it the fuck alone. And, again, I got to continue my story. Like I said, that's just one day. Like I said, I got to tell you why I'm so fucked up right now and how I got to where I'm at right now. But, again, we got shit. My bad, man. I get lost in the mud. I told you I'm on some turned up shit right now. So what do I want to listen to? No, don't want to hear that. No, I got lost in the conversation. Usually, you know how but I'm fucked up though, man. Like I said, I don't got like. Look, Esther, tell me if you feel me. Like I said, two pills, nigga, two of them, nigga. Let's see, Grey Goose and cranberry juice. But again, it's mostly Grey Goose, and the cranberry juice is just for the color, so, you know, when I drive with it, you know, the police look over, it'll just look like I'm drinking cranberry juice. You know, they ain't going to fuck with me unless they get all close to me and shit. You know, got that, you know, smoking that good, not that, like, nigga, You know, I could barely see these motherfuckers what I'm trying to play right now, but I'm loaded. Oh, here we go.
Hey,
I got it.
Hey, bro.
I'll be on that shit like, man, go hard. Go hard or go home, man. I've always been on that shit. You know what I mean? But like I said, I'm going to explain how I got here. Because like I said, because again, remember, I lost all my money. So how I got here is just a funny story within itself. So again, we'll be right back. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, chilling with my man, Lil Hester, man. Remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559. As always, chilling the queue, press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back. And I'm loaded, I'm fettered, I'm gone. Let's get it.
Trash bag full of reefer, gallon of the season. Fit for that Henny, 4-0-0 English.
Oh,
hit the smoke shop, grab some blunts and some singles.
Yeah.
Off to the function, find some hoes, try to mingle. This liquor, it really got me fucking in my lingo. I'm drunk, but I still keep my swag, I'm a weirdo. Walked in this motherfucker loaded like a pistol. The thistle, it got my dick harder than a
yeah,
missile.
I popped the white Obama, drank a few cups, smoke a few blunts. Now a nigga fucked up, I'm hella loaded and drunk. Plus a nigga is blown. I keep going and going, yeah, nigga is gone. I'm trying to find a little bitch, but he face thick. Run to the dick, she ain't scared of the shit. Stop playing, bend it over, make it clap. I'm loaded, I'm faded, yeah, bitch, it's a rap.
I don't know how I made it home. I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone. Kill 2, 3, 4 bottles of Patron, and I ran through about 10 zones. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
Bitch, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I pop a bottle, put my lips to it. Swerving, under the influence. And I'm sitting on him anywhere I park at. Ran through the Great Goose. Tell me where the dark at. Big blunt for the cuts. Tell me where the start at. Hit the weed shop. I don't fuck with them shorts at. Broke a bad bitch. Ran through a chipper's. Dumb little ratchet couldn't handle her liquor.
So faded, don't know how a nigga made it home. 2 bars, but that's us and man, your boy is on. Drinking no Patron, I think that I'm having amnesia. This shit I'm on be making niggas fall into seizures. A major leaguer, smoke reefer, I ain't here to mislead you. If you don't like it, I give a fuck, I ain't here to please you. I'm doing me, I get faded just like the pep is gone. I got the whole function asking me what the fuck you on.
I don't know how I made it home. I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone. Kill 2, 3, 4 bottles of Patron, and I ran through about 10 zones. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
Bitch, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Loaded and gone on Patron. That's a lot of shit. Dancing by myself like fucking nigga in a bed. I'm in the club and I'm feeling myself. 2 pills later, I was feeling myself. Now I'm on popping, dropping, twerking, jerking in my white tee. Cat daddy, then I dug you on the bitch lead. Milkshake, bring the boys to the yard. Milkshake, bitch, now shake it on my heart. Loaded and gone on Patron, that's some other shit. Silver satin, get a nigga fucked in his other bitch. Pretty Ricky, it's 5 in the morning. Loaded and gone and a bitch still patroning. No Trojans, all magic. You can't fuck with me without a big dick and some plastic. Another bottle with satin so we can get it popping and cracking. I'm out of here, I'm gone, and I'm loaded.
I don't know how I made it home. I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone. Kill 2, 3, 4 bottles of Patron, and I ran through about 10 zones. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
Bitch, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm gone. I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone. Kill 2, 3, 4 bottles of Patron, and I ran through about 10 zones. Motherfucker, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
Bitch, I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm loaded, I'm faded, I'm gone.
Motherfucker, I'm gone.
Turn,
DJ Street Blade.
Fresh out, trying to slide up in something. Only for the night, no cuffing. Bottle of Ciroc got me on a in the function. Still ain't turning down nothing. On probation, a nigga like fuck. Talk sideways, I'm bustin'. Hey, little mama, I'm a nigga you should fuck with. Oh, you ain't with it, bitch, fuck it. Gone, bitch, I'm on. I was locked up, but now a nigga home and it feels so good. Still down with the hood. Purple this, purple that, just like a nigga should. Ay, niggas know me, I'm never low key. Hey, badass, I'm a motherfucking beast. The nigga I bang, way too dangerous. Throw the squad up, creaming, we famous. Two slicks, big game to a bitch. Now she telling all her friends that she came on the dish. She really, so we ran a train on the bitch. And it's funny, cause we don't know the name of the bitch. Damn, do you know who I am? Bitch, I'm a motherfucking man. And third came through like, bro, let's gram. I brought a couple bitches, so it's going down.
A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas for that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up. A lot of gang signs going up, so I chunked up the hood so they know what's up. All gas for that ass, no slowing up. Hit my Ricky, now we in this thing going up.
Gas, gas team, hit the function full of reps. Three-stepping while I'm chunking up the set. Yeah, Tang G spot, H Ricky to the left. Any niggas cuff my grippies, it's a rap. In my section, we be repping Mafia, get you whack. Watch the real estate for back. Minute that, blit of that, Jack. Ooh, winning it, got them bitches feeling me. And these swagger jackets trying to be my men and me. Snakes in the grass, never let them get to me. I'm making history, trying to go for victory. What a silly ho, bitch, what a silly ho. Fuck you to hit your Ricky ho, so you can hit your bitchy though. Blowing on that strong, steady smoking up. Dirty Sprite styrofoam, now we pulling up. Turn up to the max, bitch, you know what's up. Full of bottle, now we hit this thing going up.
Watch out now, business ass. make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Drop it on the bitch, make it nasty. Make it nasty, make it nasty. Pop it on the bitch, make it nasty.
Your girl Lady Cam. This is Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. LA West Coast all day.
Oh yeah, we back, y'all. The Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, Slap Sundays. Just get back in real quick before we get back into Dagger's double play. Let me make sure everybody's still good. Lil Astor still hanging out, still good?
For sure, dog.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Make sure you stay. And where you calling from, man? What you repping out there?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, man. Well, Boosie from 225.
Louisiana. All right. For sure, for sure. And I know who this lady is. How you doing, Queen? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How
about you? Me? Oh, I'm nothing can bother me. Right now, nothing can bother me. Nothing fuck with me.
Okay, I feel it.
When you so on that just nothing like, you know, I feel like wait a second, like Superman, like I can fly, like fuck with y'all. But no, hold on. But look, let me ask you something real quick, man, before I get back into my story, man. What's the most turnt up you have been up to this point? Up to this point, I can say, because like I said, you're only 18. You got many years. You got many turn up years left. You know what I mean? What's the like most turnt up you've been to this point so far?
Man, I don't know, bro. I know that one night I was on pills, alcohol, everything, bro. I was behind turned up. I was loaded in a mess.
But I mean, but like, okay, now do you be having them nights where it's like you barely remember? Do it be like flashes? Do it be like that shit like on The Hangover where it's like it looked like the damn picture book at the end of the movie? Like, do you remember when you turned up? Like, what actually happens, or do you just come back to reality at some point?
I don't remember nothing. All I remember is people telling me what I done that night. I don't remember shit.
Oh, people telling you what you did, but you don't remember shit.
Yeah, I don't remember shit.
All right.
Damn.
So, I mean, man, so see.
Damn.
So,
I tell them, hey.
I've had a couple of those things.
Blame it on the jiggers, man.
See, I can never, but see, I've never been, I've always remembered what I've done. People still tell me what I did, but I'd be like, man, I know, I've never been, I guess, I don't know, but I'd be fucked up. But I've always had that, I don't know, sense of like, I don't know, like I'm here, but I'm not here. Like, you know, my body's here, but my shit is like gone, like somewhere. Like, I've been on some, oh, like our college days, oh, shit. Nigga, that's when, imagine a bunch of black folks, like, imagine a bunch of black folks like just getting drunk and shit, and then like this is when Jackass was hot. This is when Jackass just came out, just doing Jackass shit, like in shopping carts and shit, just doing dumb white people shit. Like that's the type of shit I was on. Burnt out, but like I said, all kinds of drunk stories. You know, but
shit.
But okay, all right. But how I got to where I'm at now? How I got to where I'm at? Like, so Saturday rolls along. Now again, I'm hitting up my. Like I said, I ain't talked to my niece about the money or whatever. At least that portion of it. Up until this point now, like I said, it's Sunday, about to be a whole new week and shit and everything, so I already kind of know where that's going to go, so I'm kind of not just trying to sweat it, but it's like, it just irks me that motherfucker at least tell me what the fuck is going on, not to call my niece a motherfucker, but she acting like a motherfucker right now, you know, so, but it was crazy because, again, now keep in mind, black folks, we ain't got no problems with free, can I say that for all black folks? I think I can speak for all black folks. We don't got that much of a, black folks like free. So I'm trying to find a way, like how I'm going to get the fuck out. Now, luckily, you know, doing certain things that I do, whatever, I got certain connections, whatever. Well, I got put on the guest list for this function down, like downtown LA. So I'm like, man, but this is my problem because, again, I could go out, you know, but I don't like going out without being complete, you know what I mean? I would be out, but, like, dead broke. Like, there was gas in the car, you know what I mean? I would have got it for free and everything like that. But, I mean, I could have took a drink with me. But, I mean, who goes to the club? You got to buy at least one drink, at least one. You know, everybody buys one at the very least, even if it's the cheapest shit on there, you know what I mean? So, it's like, so I'm like, man, like, and then it was funny because I had some people that wanted to go. People was asking me, like, man, you going to be up there, man? We're going to meet you up there. We're going to do this. I'm like, man. But you know, I didn't feel right, you know, because I feel like this. I don't like front. That's just the bottom line, point blank. Period. If I don't got it to go out, or if I don't feel right to go, I'm not gonna go out there and pretend like, you know what I mean. I'm out here like on some other, you know what I mean. I'm not doing that, and then I'm not going out there asking people for shit and everything like that. And then I don't want to be the motherfucker up in there, like I said, without a drink in his hand, doing this, that, or whatever. I mean, what the fuck I look like? Like, that shit is wrong. And it's funny, it's crazy, too, because the craziest shit happens. Like, everything happens for a reason. This is why I'm also telling this story, too, because apparently I got a few Facebook stalkers. Didn't know nothing about this. I didn't know. You know what I mean? But it's interesting how, you know, I talk about I'm about to go somewhere or whatever, and I may post something up or put something there or whatever. And then, you know, a nigga phone ring, like, or a phone or my text go off like, oh, we're going to meet you up there, or can we do this, can we do that, or whatever. And I'm talking about people that ain't even popped up on my radar in I don't know how long. You know what I mean? And we're talking about, like past. I don't know why all these past bitches keep trying to reinvent themselves in my life. Like I said, I'm past all the shit right now. It's not going to happen. But they don't realize that. It's just funny. And it's like, and one of the people I'm talking about specifically, it's like, her, like I said, when I was dealing with her, and we're talking like at least 10 plus years ago when I was dealing with this girl before, you know what I mean? She's the type of bitch, she got beat up by my main girl at the time, you know what I mean? Like literally beat up and was still like on a nigga, like literally got her ass whooped in the house I was staying in at the time by my like main girl.
Damn.
It was still also, hey, what you, like wow, like really? But she had the credit card. The credit card was popping. Like, you know, all on the bitch type shit. Like, that's really what it was. They were all on the bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Had the code number, had the cards, had the code numbers. Nigga, I was, and going out with the homies and shit, turning up and doing other shit. Nigga, on her, like, nigga, just, she at the house or wherever she at. I didn't care. Like I said, I've had my time when I was just on some whole other shit. But what I'm saying is that, she was the type of bitch where at the time she was with all that, you know what I mean? Her mind, you know what I mean? She was one of them, like, you know, I'll do whatever to be around, like this, that, you know, just that type of thirstiness or whatever. And then there came a point where it's like, it's all, there always comes a point with a female, at least as far as it goes with me, it seems like, that they just, they get on that shit like I'm the bad guy, or like, nigga, fuck you. You know what I mean? I can do better than you, you know, woo, this, that, or whatever. It always seems to happen at some point. Like, it's always good. Then somewhere along the line, it's like, fuck you type shit. I don't know where that comes from. You know what I mean? But then, depending on who it is, that fuck you shit is going to get you fucked up. Because it's like, for her, she's like, on that fuck you shit, I'm going to go do this, that, or whatever. And then it's like, okay, I just stop fucking with you. Don't call, don't text me, don't this, or whatever. And then it's funny, you see shit like, oh, pregnant. Oh, twins. Oh, you know what I mean? And he, oh, see, look at you now. What, did I have to worry about none of that shit, you know, when you was fucking with me? But look at what route you on. And then what I'm saying is, now years later, you trying to get back on the train, because like I said, I still ain't got no kids. You know what I mean? I might not have a job. You know what I mean? I might not have a car at this present point in time. But you know what I mean? I'm good though. You know what I mean? I don't got nobody to worry about but myself. You know what I mean? And now you sitting up here on my shit, trying to get back on this turn up level. Like, come on now. Like, what? Am I wrong in trying to, like, what the fuck is this? And I mean, years later, where are these bitches, why do bitches think they can come back 10 years later, like everything is just going to pop off like it was back then? I mean, is this what people be on? People be on the same shit 10 years later and still be on the same? This is the shit that I'll be paying attention to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little Esther, like I said, you my nigga, man. You fucking with me already early and everything, man. Don't fall for none of this shit, man. You already young and everything like that, man. None of this. Don't fall for none of this bullshit. If I can pass down any type of knowledge, nigga, like I said, if it don't make you money or don't make you happy, my nigga, leave that shit the fuck alone, nigga. Like, now, I swear to God. Well, real quick. Shout out to 4697962. You got Dagger. What it do?
Yeah, man.
Levi in the building. What it do, Pippa? How you feeling?
Oh, man. Tired as fuck, man.
Tired?
Yeah.
Man, you ain't tired, man. You always working, man. You ain't tired, man. You don't stop, nigga. You ain't fooling me, nigga. I mean, you might be able to fool everybody else. You ain't fooling me.
Yeah.
But man, everything's good with you, man. I'll say everything good, man. You gotta excuse me, man. I'm fucked up, man. You call me on a turned up night, man. I barely focused right now. But I'm here.
Yeah, man. Here. Yeah, man. I'm good. Just out here on this promo tour, so.
Okay, let it out, man. Let everybody know what's up, where they can find everything at, man, what's out, what to look for, man. Let them drop it real quick, because we're going to get the Daggers Double Play as soon as you're done.
All right, man, what it is, it's your boy Levi Kev, you know what I'm saying, once again. The Gift and the Curse, dropping March 2014. Just Google me, man, this is pretty much it. Stay tuned for the official video of No Return. And
uh-oh.
Then, yeah, that's
hold
all
up,
coming
man.
From.
I hear, all right, wait, no, we got to talk off air about that, man, because I didn't hear nothing about that until just now. So,
well, of course, I got it. It wouldn't be a secret.
Yeah, we got to, okay, like I said, yeah, we got to, yeah, I need parts of that video, we're going to talk, like I said, you just put a smile on my face, man, and I don't usually say that to niggas, so, I mean, you my nigga, but like I said, niggas don't usually put a smile on my face, but that, yeah, keep going, man, my fault, like I said, I'm fucked up, excuse me, sorry, keep going.
Yeah, man, I know I ain't put nothing, I know I ain't dropped nothing in a minute, so, but, you know, next single, you know, worth it. You know, that'd be dropping real soon once we finish that up. And then once I finish that, that's the last track on the album. So the album will be officially finished. Then I can focus on Miss Avery and Trey Lil Jon, which they got,
just like a straight business, man. You done built your house. When you build your house, get your shit all together. Then you start, you know, building your duplexes and shit, you know what I mean? Setting up like Monopoly, like set up the hotel, then you build the houses and shit. My nigga, that's how you do it, man. Like I said, motherfuckers don't pay attention. They don't listen, man. They don't. I don't know why. So, I mean, man, you just passing through real quick, man, letting that go real quick, or you hanging out for a little while?
Nah, I'm just passing through. It's been a minute since I called in, so yeah, I had to come show some love right quick.
All
right,
man, I got you, man, for sure, man. Like I said, yeah. Holler at me, man. Let me know what I need to do for that, man, because, like I said, yeah, I need a part of that.
Yeah, Akai Mark, which I call Mark.
There it is,
when
man.
You sober.
Yeah, checking in, man. Make sure y'all fuck with the people that fuck with Bang Out Radio, y'all, man. We getting the Daggers Double Play, and you know I'm fucked up, so I'm rolling with the Witted Boys. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. We still on the dark side.
Is that where we at?
Exactly.
Oh.
Hold on. I told y'all, we ain't playing that shit. I wouldn't got some OG riders, all right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ride
a
chop.
It's a fucking game out here on
shit
the West Coast.
Shit, Chris. Nipple to break.
And we get fucked up.
The Dagger, bitches.
That's how we do it, all right?
Witty boys, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Winning game.
Fucked up. Fucked up. Witty boys.
Yeah.
You know how we do this shit.
Here we go. Here we go.
Great Goose.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
Jay
yeah.
fucked up. 365 coming on the set.
Fresh Witty.
Huh?
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that death is real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up, I'm fucked up. Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up.
Yeah,
with DJ Pop.
Nah, it ain't quick, 40B up in the building. So fucked up, moonwalking on the ceiling. Pills got me feeling like a nigga won the lottery. I get degrees smoking weed. Weed allergies, so high, mouth dry, tastes like chalk. Put it not again, my head straight, incredible Hulk. Nah, I can't walk, can't talk, stumbling, fumbling. We going to the party, now I'm driving drunk again. Push in the air, yak in my cup. Bass turn way up, cause I'm not giving a fuck. Damn, nigga try to stop me. The way a nigga feel to do that, you gotta pop me. I don't want no problems, it's more drink and drugs. So we can laugh at these bitches when we get to the club.
Hey, can I get a drink?
Yes.
Can I get a
psych, my bad, I fucked up. But you still don't even look right. Thinking I'm a trick, bitch, to me you a joke. Looking like $1 million, but the bitch there broke. Ha, girl, you run a good game. Think I'm gonna pass on.
You a
jerk. Nah, I'm a shit and an asshole.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so broke, high feel. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
Any altercation, no hesitation, no blemish. Round after round, the sound to split your earlobes. Western app weapon, we ride as you niggas weirdos. Nympho the grand introduction like no other. I spit in your face,
fuck your mother, kill your brother.
I want the keys to the safe,
nigga, fool ain't nothing nice.
Nigga, give me what you got,
your money or your life.
I'm fucked up,
don't get fucked up though.
Pistol packing predator, posted up with the pump. I'm Jackie from the jump off pills and mushrooms. Coughing from the blunt, lungs filled with hash fumes. Cash rooms, everything around me, I smash fools, off pushing OE. I rhyme to the death. This is about bust the fresh with it when I spit it with it, boys, motherfucker.
Well, what you want to do?
Pour me another one. Anybody kill a nigga? Anybody got a blood? Still off a pill. Still yelling with it. Fuck how you feel, real deal. Shit, you get it. Split the blunt and then I feel it with the kush, then spark it.
Listen back to Regenerate.
Spilling drink on the carpet store and shit, cause I can't fade it off. Shot to Jack. If your girl keeps staring, I'ma take her to the back. Chucks match your strap. Chrome plate and Nina. The shrooms kicking in. Hot boxing in the Beamer. The heater hold double since I got the clip in it. I'm riding and I'm with it.
Perpetrators just pretend.
Champs, all opponents get sweat. We from the west, we for the bitches and we fresh. And I'm my best, so fuck it, pour me another one. Like the blunt, cause I'm fucked up.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up, cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up.
Yes, what?
Fuck.
Californication, no chasing, straight bruise. Hey, why niggas pick up all pills from Grey Goose? The mama wanna groove, I'm two-stepping with no truth. Smacking her on her ass, squeezing her booze.
She fucked up.
Like everybody in this motherfucker, parking like Corolla with Chevy Benz and Cutlass. Celebrating the hustle, we family, it's nothing. In the backseat, on our way to the next. Fuck your perp in the air. Westin' on the freeway, still off the goose, so I gotta take it easy. Red Supermans, I'm turned to capacity. A crowd of bad bitches trying to study their anatomy. Bitch. Looking for a beauty. People in the scene trying to get you in that booty. Cashier waits when I'm in that coochie. She getting me off like a motherfucker Uzi. Fucked up, I keep a burning by the gut. Smoking the blood, taking a pour in another cup. A fishy turns up when it's time to back his blood. You showing your words cause I'm fucked up.
Drink more drink, pop more pills. Get so high that nothing's real. I'm so drunk, high. Gonna get fucked up cause that's the biz. I'm fucked up,
I'm fucked up.
Are you fucked up?
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
Guess what?
I'm fucked up.
I gotta let y'all know, man, this Daggers double play. But when I turn it up, I always turn it up with that West Coast winning game, man. And, you know, we get fucked up and we get twisted. Brand new. Let's get it.
Hood bound, bitch. Fade them all, nigga. Fresh.
Fade them all to faculty, with it boys the game. Hillbound representative, fresh with it the name. Ripping through the sector, territory sold up. Get down and lay down, give it up and get rolled up. Black chucks like show up, I make you niggas kiss them. You pop a nigga first, then you ain't gotta diss them. Since niggas don't listen, I'm itching to catch another one. Catch a nigga slipping and sticking, rip out his horn lung. Pay attention, bitch, you niggas better listen up. You facing annihilation, hesitation to get you stuck. So fuck it, let's get it cracking, attacking my adversaries. You niggas, you got me twisting, man, most of you niggas scary. Action pack rap, there's an evil flow. Lethal on the bitch, pimping on the hoe. Scandalize the mic, tell rock the show. Fresh the best with it, the ride of Mac 4. I'm twisted, stay 450. Got hollow point spit, leave your shit shape shifted. From a distance, I split your shit in half. Don't make a nigga laugh, ain't no fucking with my staff. You wanna clash, but the crash in the way. Niggas dash when I'm mad and I blast with the K.
What you say, nigga?
Deliver the killer blow. If you niggas got a problem, just holler that nigga 4.
No matter what I do, some things that ain't gonna change. You people talking long distance, never step in my range. Now these niggas wanna gang bang, bitches wanna act strange. I'm smoking weed and making money. I just wanna maintain a very simple mainframe. I'm killing any track I'm on. 40B, I'm with it. Now let's carry on. Now you know me if you did. I'm always in the LA fitted. Even with my fingerprints and DNA, I get acquitted. I done fucked a lot of bitches. I'm with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed to change. Fucked a whole lot of bitches. I'm with it. Give me brain, let me think about it. I never needed
to change.
Yeah, I got drunk and what I see, I gotta laugh. I ain't dissing, I just don't be kissing on no nigga ass. I'm twisted, damn, I'm twisted. My dick so heavy, two bitches gotta lift it. But they let it share, when suck the dick, won't lick the balls. When I call, they drop draws, me tearing down walls. Pass the Magnum hard hat, bitch,
I'm a rider.
Niggas pass blunts, bitches pass me they vagina. If you wanna hate, then do your job. I don't give a fuck, my middle finger stuck. Do you see it? Let me raise it up. About a letter 80 proof, puffing on a sticky dick. A Molly and a sizzle, and I didn't even pay a cent. I'm bent.
Take off, let's go.
Put that powder on her booty, now I'm playing with my nose. Gang shifted, so sadistic. I don't need your help, I can get myself twisted.
We twisted, damn, we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn, we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing. Cause we twisted, damn, we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn, we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing.
Nigga, don't get it twisted. Residential, potato on a pistol, hood emblem. West South Central, learn my game for the streets and the originals. Hood geeks, push that cushion and molly. Plaguing it in the city with A1 product. Tell little mama bust over and come and join the party. The function we wasted off of kush drinking molly. I'm different. Deliberate. The city's corrupted, so catch me with two diligence. Chevy sitting fabulous, cause she know she a bad bitch. And we don't steal no rap, we go out there and get it. Bitch, got me twisted. I can show you a good time, but there will be no tricking. That's a bad bitch, she can get it. West with it, my dick game vicious. Haters get hung on hood brown premises. Knowing the game winning, we hunt for you deliberate. Turn that shit down, cause you will get the business. Fade them all, with no exemption.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now, hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
Fresh with it, you know, Fresh the best with it, gang representative, and I'm banged out on Bang Out Radio. Hey, my nigga, it's Slap Sunday. Play some of them slaps for me. Hey, pass the blunt, dagger. Damn. With it, boys, bitch.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sunday's the dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Remember, if you still want to call in, 661-621 is always chilling the queue, or you can press 1 to holler at us. And right now, we lost our Esther. Shouts out to him. Like I said, keep showing your support. Louisiana in the building. All right. And I deeply apologize. I'm sorry. This is Drake. I apologize, Queen. Queen's still in the building. Queen B is still in the building. I do apologize again. Good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Now, this is about to get real interesting. Because I was going to detour from my story in order to talk about these Africans that be fucking with me on Facebook. But now, look at this. This is going to get interesting. Watch this. Straight out the 443-0918. You got Dagger, what it do?
Yo, this G-rated.
Hey, what it do, G-rated, man? Hey, man, now let me be honest, man. Like I said, are you sure? Let me not even be mean, Sergeant Gray, man. What's been up with you, man? Now, for those who don't know who G-rated is, if you remember, if you've been fucking with the show, if you've been following Jump or whatever and everything, G-Rated was one. Me and G-Rated had a little bit of issues, you know what I mean? Because he wanted to come on and be a co-host and everything, and I told him that, okay, well, if you want a co-host or get a, you know, slot on the show and everything like that, then, you know, you got to promote the show, you got to do this, you got to do that. You know, you got to bring some, you know, you got to bring some people with you, you know what I mean? It's like going to a club and everything, you know, you need a guest list. If you want to, you got to let people know, you know, what's up. Now, he had a week to do it. He called in 1 week talking about it, and then he just, you know me, I hate being told things. You know, he basically told me, like, yo, I want to be on the show. You know, that bothered me a little bit. But I'm like, you know, trying to get a little nigga chance. Trying to get a nigga chance and shit and everything like that. So, had a whole week. But G-Rated, stop me if I'm lying. I mean, we just giving people the history, letting people know, because we got history, man. Like I said, I'm not trying to be mean about it. I'm just trying to catch people up, because, you know, we got a lot of new listeners since the last time you were here. So, am I lying?
I just promote the show already.
Now, let's not do this, G-Rated, because like I said, tonight is not the night to be, like, let's be honest. But what I'm saying is that he had all week, because I forget what show it was. It may have been this show right here. And I was like, okay, well, by next week, you know what I mean, promote the show, promote however you want, you know, do what you're going to do or whatever, and then come back next week. And then, you know, we'll see if have people call in for you, you know, whatever. You know, I gave him little things to do so people knew that they were calling for him or whatever, right? Now, see, Queen, you are a co, so you understand what I'm talking about, right? Now,
right.
He comes on the show, and he comes back on the show. He's on there a week later. He comes back, and the first thing I ask him is, like, okay, well, did you promote the show? He's like, yeah, I promoted the show, like he just said, right? He just said he promoted the show, right? Now, let me know that. Now, G-Rated, how many times did you promote the show? Be honest.
Like a whole...
Huh?
I promote the show a whole lot of times.
Man, that's not what you said last time, G-Rated, man. Because last time you told me you promoted it one time in a week. I remember, because that type of shit sticks in my mind. Like I said, I remember weird shit. That's what's happening. Because I remember I was upset. You know what I mean? I just remember things that get me upset. Now... But look, G-Rated, okay, so, I mean, what's been going on, man? What you been doing lately, man? Because, like I said, I know, weren't you trying to do a show, or what was going on, man? What's up? Talk to me. What's up?
Nothing. I mean, I was hoping I could be co-host, or you let me DJ on here, whatever.
But see, G-Rated, we're at the, I mean, it's like one of those things, it's like me going to just, to the boxing ring, just talking about I just want to box just because I want to. I mean, is this something that you actually want to do, or are you just on something like, man, I just want to DJ, I just want to co-host? I mean, be honest with me. Like I said, you got to be honest with me right now, because I'm trying to be cool. I don't want to get upset. You know what I mean? Because it's not a good time for me to get that way. So be honest with me.
Yeah, I just want to DJ out here.
But, I mean, you realize, I mean, you can't technically be a DJ because I can't allow you access to play to the music to play, you know what I mean? I got to do that, and the only other person that will probably get that is Queen. Like I said, I can't. That many people can't have access to that. So technically you can't play music, so that cuts the DJ part out of it. So, I mean, so now what?
Well,
co-host. Okay, so you want to co-host. So
okay.
You want to co-host with right. me. So what? On what show? On this show?
Yeah.
Wait, let me hold on real quick. How many shows do I have? G-Rated. That was to you, G-Rated. How many shows do I have here on Bang Out Radio?
Well, you have the Wednesday nights.
All right, there's one.
Okay.
The Friday.
All right, bam, okay. You're building my confidence.
Okay.
Come on, that's half.
Saturday.
Nah.
No.
All right, man, I'll be 50%, man, but like, get ready, man, look. Number one, let me just be honest with you, man. It's just, if you want to do something like this, man, you got to do your research. If you want to go onto somebody's show trying to be somebody's, you know, co-host or get involved in it or whatever, you would want to know something about the show. You know what I mean? At least when the shows are, what they do, and when they're on, and the time frames and everything like that. I mean, these are just basics. You know, I'm just being honest with you. Again, I'm not trying to, because this is the second time you done came over here talking about, you know, I just want to be a co-host. You know
and
I mean?
I'm
I
not, wait, and I'm not trying to butt in, you know, but I mean, because I remember this. This was when I first started on Bang Out Radio, and it's been, I think my year is coming up. So I'm trying to figure out when was the last time you called in to say what's up, or because we've added two shows and since recently. So.
Ready? Is you ready? I mean, I call in every time I have a show. I mean, unless I just don't do the show. I mean, she's not talking to me. She's talking to you.
I mean, I call you to say what's going on and say, like, can I just be on here?
No, you're lying to me. When was the last time you called in before tonight?
Yeah, that was the question.
Bottom line, when was the last time you called in before tonight?
Only called in, like, this time, which is right now.
So besides the time that I heard last time. Yeah, exactly. So, but he wants to be a co-host. But see, again, I'm not trying to even try to beat up.
The only reason why I'm asking is because before I was co-hosting on Bang Out Radio, I was tuning in. Like, Dagger always heard from me, even before I became co-host on All Hump Nights. So I'm trying to figure out.
And the only reason I remember at G-Rated, the bad thing about this is, man, the only reason I really remember you is because, man, you pissed me off, and you're doing it again. Because it's like one of those things where it's like, man, I thought you would have learned something from last time, and I mean this with the utmost respect. I'm really not trying to come at you sideways or anything like that, but I don't even know how to just say it, but just say it. Because, again, I'm taking this shit seriously, and you have no idea how much shit I have to deal with just to keep this going, people talking about, you know, because like I said, I don't get paid for this, so it's like you doing it for free. There's all kind of shit I got to hear just for doing this across the board. And the fact that, and how you just come up and just be so nonchalant about it, like, you know what, I just want to be a co-host, that irritates me. I'm not going to say it pisses me off, because I don't, like I said, I'm not trying to be mad. But that's really irritating, man. I mean, do you not see that on your end of things? I mean, do you really just walk around like, you know what, I just want to do this, and people just let you do it? I mean, maybe I'm confused. Is that what happens? I mean, are you rich? Let me ask that. Are you rich? You balling? I need some sponsors.
No, but I just love going radio.
G-Rated, how old are you, if y'all want me asking?
19.
Now, see, hold on real quick. See, my man, see, now, hold on. See, we gonna get a non-biased opinion, because my man, Lil Esther, done pop back in real quick. Esther, you good, man? Lost you for a second. Still not hearing you.
Okay.
One more time. Lil Acid?
What up?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Man, I couldn't hear you, man. Like I said, I was trying to see. You good? Welcome back.
I'm good.
Okay, for sure. Now, look, unbiased opinion. Now, look, this gentleman just called in. Like I said, I don't know, were you listening before you called back in? Were you hearing where we're at right now, or do I got to give you a brief rundown real quick of where we're at right now? Because I want to make sure, because I need an unbiased opinion.
Yeah, give me a brief. I love connection.
All right, all right. A brief quick rundown. Like, look, my man just called in, G-Rated. G-Rated, say what's up. This is Lil Epstein, one of the artists that come through the fucking Bang Out Radio.
Hey, what's up?
All right, for sure. Now, look. Now, see, Lil Esther, now, G-Rady here, he's been on the show before, like I said, real brief rundown. He basically wants to be a co-host on the show, but he's coming at the situation like, yo, I just want to be a co-host. Like, he don't got to do nothing. You know, I tell him to promote, you know, we've been through this role before a little while ago, but like I said, I told him to promote, gave him a week to promote. He told me with his own lips, like, last time, like, nigga, he only promoted it one time in a week. But tonight he said he promoted it a lot of times, but, I mean, I'm not going to give or take anything like that. But basically, he's back tonight saying the same thing he was saying, nigga, like 2 years ago on some. Nigga, I want to be a co-host on the show. Don't know nothing about none of the shows. He knows about some of the shows, I'm not going to lie. He knows about 50% of the shows. You know what I mean? He's like, but he don't know all the shows. He don't call in. You know what I mean? You called in more than he has. Nigga, you just started, and you just heard about the show within the last, like, 2 months or something. You know what I mean? Like, as me, or even as you, Lil Esther, if he were to come to you, this is me, G-Rated, coming to your establishment, you know, you at the studio and everything, man, I want to be a rapper, put me on the track. Don't know nothing about your music, don't know nothing about you, whatever. It's like, how does that make you feel about what you're doing?
I feel, but like he ain't serious about what he's doing. Cause like I look at it, you were trying to jump on another artist track, and you don't know nothing but him. You know what I'm saying? Would make sense to jump on a track with him if you don't know the reason yourself.
See, and that's an unbiased opinion.
Okay.
You ready? That's unbiased. You know what I mean? He don't know you or anything like that. It's just a simple fact that it's like he was talking about the studio or whatever. I mean, I just made that to make it work for him or whatever, to put it in his scenario. But it's the same thing over here at the radio station, man. It's like you walking over here, coming on the air over here, talking about, I just want to be a co-host. You know what I mean? Like, I really wish life was like that, man. I wish I could do it. You know, I could walk into the bank,
man.
Like I want $1,000. Just give it to me.
Right now.
You know what I mean? Like, I wish.
For real.
And at the same time, G Raid, I want to find a place for you. I want to do something. You know, I'm trying to think, but at the same time, I just don't feel, like I said, I don't really feel you with this, man. And I can't afford no dead weight. This is what we call dead weight. You know what I mean, motherfuckers that don't matter. This is my mantra. And right now, I'm trying to find a reason for you to matter. But right now, you just don't. As crucial as that may be, man, I'm just sorry. That's just where we're at right now. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand though, G-Rate. I mean, is this really what you really expect to just be like, for me to be like, you know what, yeah, you're a co-host, just automatically? Is that really what you thought was going to happen?
I mean, I just promote your show now, so everybody should be calling in.
I mean, you promote my show. When did you promote my show? When? I should be able to see it right now if you promoted it recently, because you're on my friends list, because you sent me a note on Facebook talking about that's me in the queue, jack me in. So I brought you in the show because you asked me. So you're here now. When did you promote the show?
Like now, I said call in live now.
Just right now.
Just right now.
Come on. How am I supposed to, man, am I the only one hearing this? Am I the only one hearing this?
No.
And I'm supposed to be like, oh, wait, God, great, congratulations. You know, man, it takes me, when I sit on a good day and I actually promote the show or whatever before the show comes on, you know, it takes me a good, like, 3 hours to sit there and, you know, paste and copy and go through all these groups and all these social networks that I'm on and shit. Like, man, at least a good 3 hours. And that's when I do everything. That's all the way down to text messages and everything like that. And you came through and did that shit one time and you expect to get any kind of something from me? Really?
Promotion is a big thing.
This is the world we live in. It's right here. Are you hearing this?
And,
I'm sorry, man.
And I feel like, and
it's right
and I'm
here.
Like this with it. And I feel like this with it, too. Like, there's, you do be a 19. Like, I'm not even trying to come at you, no foul, no disrespectful, but it's like now you got to realize that life is not about to continue to be handed to you. I don't know. I don't know if it has been for the past 19 years, but you need to know that anything in life that you want, you got to go out here and you got to get.
And my nigga right here, little Esther, I'm sorry to tell you, man, he's younger than you, man. His birthday is next month. And he over here is talking sense, man. He educating you on something, man. And again, G-Rated, again, look. And I mean this. I just got to ask, and I'm trying not to be mean about it. But I mean, are you like slow or something, or is there like something like really something that I don't know that maybe I'm not trying to really be disrespectful. I'm
no,
just trying to.
Right.
Asking
no,
some
but you
kind
already asking that
because
I remember that. You already asking that.
I just don't understand. This type of shit doesn't make sense to me. And I want it to make sense. I really do. And I got the man right here on the phone, and I want him to make it make sense to me. G-Rated, please make it make sense to me. Make this shit make sense to me.
I mean, I'm just on here telling you that I love doing radio.
I mean, I love that part, I give you that. I like that part. That part, you love doing radio. Okay, now what? I love doing radio, too. Now what?
Now it's like, what are you doing
to
take the steps so you can?
Now
yes.
What? I mean, are you calling in? Do you call other people's radio stations asking you just can you be calls, or is it just me? That's a good question to ask. Do you just call random radio stations like, let me be a call? What's the most popular radio station in your city? What's the most popular radio station in your city?
92.2.
93.2, that's the popular radio station now. Do you think Do you think you could call that radio station? You know what I mean? Even if you could get through on the phone lines. Fuck that. You ain't even got to call in over there, man. You could walk in through the front door and go show your face. You really think you just walk in there and say, I want to be a co-host? And they're going to let you do it. Do you really think that happens?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
That's all I want to hear. Thank you.
What's the dude name on the phone right now? What's his name?
G-Rated. I'm trying to help. Because like I said, I'm trying not to be mad about this situation. Because again, he called over here. This is the second time we've been through the same shit. And again, it had to be like maybe a year or two ago when it happened. The first time, and you would think a nigga learned something from then, and it just shows me niggas ain't out here learning shit. I'm sorry. He called on the wrong day, caught me under the wrong fucking influence. Because this shit ain't making no sense. He done turned me all in the wrong way right now. Like, I can't stand fucking stupidity, and this is what I'm dealing with right here.
What's his name, G-Rated?
G-Rated. I don't even want to say that, man. Yeah, talk to him, man. Talk to him, please. And I'm gonna find something to play, man. Talk to this man real quick while I find some music to play. Cause this nigga done piss me off again.
Hey, bro. G-Ray.
Yeah.
Why you calling from, bro?
Baltimore.
What you a rap also?
No, he just does radio. He loves radio. Like I said, I'll give him that. I'll give him that. He loves radio. Okay.
So he just called radio station just to...
He called in. My nigga, he called in. This is the second time he did it. He called in and said, man, I want to be a co-host. Just like that. Like, I was like, oh, okay, well, for sure. See you next. You know what I mean? Like, let's do this.
I got a real question. So what did you, like, because I don't think, I think Dagger asked this, but I don't think it's still been answered yet. So... when you called Derek right now, did you just expect that he was going to be like, yeah, and you was just going to be on and that was going to be it? Like, let's do a follow-up question because I want you to answer both. But then what were you going to do if he said, yeah, to promote Bang Out Radio, to take Bang Out Radio all across Baltimore?
I mean, I will, like, help y'all get celebrities, stars, like, Trey Songz and Lil Wayne.
I smell bullshit. I smell bullshit. I'm sorry. I gotta say that. If you do not know Trey Songz, my nigga, if you knew Trey Songz, you wouldn't be fucking with me, I don't think. I just feel like that. People that know Trey Songz don't fuck with me.
But
I'm sorry. People that know Trey Songz is not going to try to co-host on my radio show. It's not going to happen. That don't make sense to me.
Okay, but even if
you call me on the wrong fucking night, I'm telling you. I don't know why you wanted to do this.
But now I'm trying to figure out, okay, now this is independent radio. None of the stuff with mainstream has to do with
radio.
None of
that shit matters anyway.
So
thank you.
Right. So, I'm trying to figure out, so you still haven't done any of your research on what Bang Out Radio is even about.
Obviously, he thinks I give a fuck about Trey Songz. Somebody please tell him that I don't give two shits about Trey Songz. Like, what the fuck? Like, I care. You know what I mean? This is exactly what I mean. See what I mean? You're pissed. Now I'm pissed off. See, now I'm mad.
But see, Dagger, don't be pissed off.
We gonna come back. I'm gonna calm down. I need to calm down. We're gonna chill, relax. Hold on, I'm gonna calm down. G rated. Hang on, man. Like I said, I'm trying not to be mad at you, man. I'm trying, man. You pushing my patience, really. Because again, this is Slap Sundays. You called on the wrong night. You called me under the wrong influence, and you saying the wrong shit to me right now, my nigga. And I'm really trying to be cool with you right now.
Dagger.
But I want you to
put myself on me.
Don't run. I got respect for you that you still even talking to me. I ain't hung up on you or nothing, my nigga. But don't run, because then I'm gonna go off. You do better just sit here to take it, man. Because like I said, I'm being cool because you're talking to me. Because like I said, you even do G-rated. I'm gonna give you more. Because like I said, I play music to people that don't ever even call here once. I can say at least you called here twice, maybe three times, and, you know, I can say that. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to give you, you know, some kind of leeway here, my nigga, but you ain't helping me in no shape, way, or form. But don't run. I don't like people that run. Don't put yourself on mute either, my niggas. I want to hear what you got to say. If you're going to do that, then just go, and I can talk about you without you even being on the phone. I don't need you here to talk about you. If we're going to talk, That's all I'm saying. Like I said, I'm going to play this music. That's what I'm going to do, because like I said, you got me talking again. I'm going to play some music. If you still here when we get back, then we'll see what's up. All right? Because that's his point blank period. Because like I said, you done took me all out, my mojo I was in, man, and everything. I'm trying to, let's see if this helps. We're going to try to do this. We'll be right back, y'all. But got the queen hanging with me, man. Little Esther, man, it's a G-rated, still in the building, man. Like I said, gotta give credit where credit is due. We here, Slap Sundays, man. Y'all hear all this shit that's going down. I'm trying to keep my sanity. Smoke this drink. I need a cigarette. Be right back. Hold on real quick. Did I say smoke this drink? How the fuck do you smoke a drink? God, the fuck, I'm fucked up. See, this nigga done got me all twisted. All right, I'm sorry.
Bounce. bounce. Shake that shit, she gone stupid, yeah, I love how you take that dick. Girl, that ass looking fat and I can see me in it. And we can hit the back seat, my window tinted. Jump up in his pants, boo, you can bring your friends too. Go until you came, when we finish, I forget you. Mr. Zicker down in the flesh, yes, yes, so get it straight, you ain't gotta sneak for me to bless you. Face down, ass up, baby, gotta match her. Throwing in reverse like,
make it back up.
You can say I'm sick of money, how I'm throwing cash up. JS been the best and all them other niggas cast up. If her grass cut down, is where I might go. Give her insane dick, psycho. Got these hater niggas mad when my eyes go. Shitting on you niggas like a pigeon on a light pole. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With any color shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Now bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. Now bring it back. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, bounce, bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, bounce, bounce. Shake that shit. I tell her bounce, bounce, bounce. Shake that shit. Shake that shit. Put that booty in my face, let me see it clap. Bend it over, run around, bring that pussy back. I make it rain, let me see you do it for a stack. With any color shotty, won't you tell me where it's at? No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, B. No, where it's at, where it's at, where it's at, girl. I'm gonna bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, ayy.
Yeah. Turn me up. Yeah,
I'm gone off of my leg, smoking on that loud. Put me on the dolly just to get me around. I'm so fucked up, I'm hurt, so fucked up.
Screaming and moaning, she's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim.
into the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man. Think I really give a fuck? Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck. I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars on board. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. You wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise ties to the bed. She a freak, cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I'll be switching up.
Judge is making us go to a month of AA.
You know, if you ask me, this is going to be a good thing for both of you. There's a lesson you need to learn.
What are you talking about? What lesson? I don't need to go to AA. I'm a social drinker, not an alcoholic.
Yeah, that's like saying rappers are really poets.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she's not messing with... Who isn't she messing with?
Yo, 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 what's going on? It's the hardest working man in the business. It's the boy Q the Question. And right now, you tuned in to Slap Sundays with the Dagger on Bang Out Radio, playing nothing but them slappers and slapping the stupidity out of you dumb motherfuckers. So tune in and listen up. Holla.
Yeah, we back, y'all. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. About to get ready to get up out of here. But before that, we got to finish up this little business real quick. So hold on real quick. Queen, you still good? Queen? Queen.
Hello?
There she is.
Hello?
You good?
Okay.
Hello?
All right, yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Lil Ashley, you still good?
What up?
All right, for sure. Now, let me see. G-Rated, still good?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Okay, he's here.
Yeah.
Now, look, G-Rated. Let me talk to you real quick. Now, look. Look, man. 19, you're young. You got heart. I like that. You know what I mean? I can respect that because, again, I told you before when you did that shit the first time, it takes a lot of balls to just straight walk onto somebody's show like, yo, I want a position on your show. Like, especially co-hosts. I mean, usually you got to work your way up to some shit. You know what I mean? So I told you that the first time. And then you, after what I said the last time, obviously you didn't listen to what I said about you on the other show, or I think you wouldn't have called back. You know what I mean? Because I really don't think you learned anything again. So, again, the fact that you came back a second time saying the same exact thing, you got balls again. You know what I mean? I'm giving you that. You know what I mean? You got heart. I'm going to give you that. Now, I got two witnesses here. As Queen, as one of my co-hosts already. You know what I mean? And Lil S, you know what I mean? Unbiased opinion. I got two witnesses right here, man. And like I said, I'm not going to give you the co-host position. Right, but like I said, I'm looking. Where? Let me ask you this: Where are you right now? while you're on the phone listening to doing the show. Where are you at right now?
Downstairs in the basement by myself.
You're downstairs in the basement by yourself. Wow. Why am I not surprised a little bit? But okay. But is there a computer down there? Do you have a computer? Do you have access to the internet while you're on the show? Like while you're talking to me, can you surf the internet at the same time?
Yes,
you're able to do that. Now look, here's what I need. Here's what I need. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I need a computer nerd. And I'm only saying that's just a position I'm just calling. I mean, but technically what it is, this is what I need. Let's see what you say. Here's what I need. I need somebody that's going to be here every show. Not every show, not even every show. I would need somebody Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You know what I mean? You get Monday off. I need somebody here, those three shows, that when I ask you, like if you were the computer nerd, I would ask you a question, right? Then you would have to Google that shit or do whatever on the internet or whatever, and you would have to give me back a correct answer or as close to a correct answer as possible. That's what I require right now. Would you be able to do that?
Yes.
I don't know. That sounds too confident, man, because, we're talking. You have to be here. You have to be here on time. Like I said, Wednesday nights, 9 to 11. I don't know where you're calling from. Where do you say you was calling from? Where you call? Baltimore. I don't know the time difference. It's going on 9 o'clock here in L.A. time. What time is it going on out there?
It should be like 11:56.
Because, again, like I said, man, you're on your own for making sure you got the time differences right, for being here on time. Because, again, on Wednesday show, it's 9 to 11 West Coast time. I don't know what time that is your time. You know what I mean? You have to be
midnight.
I'm not going to tell you, so I don't know. But you got to be here, and you got to be here the whole show. You got to be here Sunday. Wait, you got to be here Friday, 6 to 8, West Coast time. You know what I mean? And you got to be here Sunday, 7 to 9, West Coast time, where you're here now. But what I'm saying, but you got to be here and you got to have access to the computer. Because, again, if I ask you a question and you're not able to give me an answer back, then there's a problem. You know what I mean? Because then, like I said, then you're not doing your job. And then, like I said, The fact that I'm even doing this is just the fact that, like I said, I'm trying. This is the last little bit I'm going to give you right here. This is it, because, like I said, you done already came through here twice on something. Like, I just want some shit. Now I'm going to give you a job. It's not going to be the job you want. But again, I got witnesses here. Between now and tomorrow, I want to see promotion, man. I want to see, man, the new computer nerd on Bang Out Radio, come check me out. Da-da-da-da. Man, I want to see some shit. Show me something. Show me this is something that you want to do since you love radio. And I don't mean do some shit that I'm gonna see. You know what I mean? Don't go doing whatever and then just saying I did all this or whatever. I mean, I need to see something. I mean, you either gonna, if you out promoting in the streets or whatever, you done got some flyers done or something somehow or whatever, man, I don't know. I need some pictures. If you just promoting all over Facebook or the internet or whatever, I need to get a link on there or something. I mean, I need to see that you out there doing something. And I need to know that people are calling in here because of you, not because of Queen, not because of Lil Esther, not because of people that are known for coming through here. They call it here for you, because I got a lot of people calling and listening in for me. You know what I mean? And if you're trying to get a part of this, you know what I mean? I'm trying to give you a slice, but I don't just give out handouts. You know what I mean? You're going to have to earn this. You know, you're on a job. You're on probation. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you this like this. All you got to do is promote for this show. All you got to do is promote for Slap Sunday. I don't even want you to promote for any of my other shows, since you already know 50% of them anyway. Promote for Slap Sundays. You got a whole week to promote for Slap Sundays to let everybody know that you're going to be on this show. But here's the thing, though. You still got to call in on Wednesday, and you got to call in on Friday. I'm not going to guarantee you're going to say anything. I'm not even going to guarantee I'm going to ask you to do anything for me or whatever. But you got to be here and be prepared just in case I try to test you. But you got to be here. Are you understanding this? Are you getting the rules? I'm making sure, because I got witnesses, man, so I don't want you coming back talking about I didn't get nobody to know. I got witnesses. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because you love radio, right? You love radio?
Yeah.
All right. So.
G-Ray.
Yeah.
G-Ray.
Yeah.
Man, can you do that, bro. Hey, yo, what's up?
I don't got the confidence, man. I don't feel it. But again, I don't doubt nobody. Like I said, I've told the man what he needs to do. I'm not even going to ask him to repeat it. I should ask him to repeat it because I don't even think he know what I told him to do. But again, I'm going to trust that if you really, it's very simple. It's not really like complicated instructions that I asked you to do. Again, I'm just going to run through it one more time just to make sure because, like I said, I want people to succeed. This is where I'm dumb because I'm trying to be the good guy in this shit when I should just be on some other shit. You know what I mean? But I'm trying to be the good guy. So, again, one more time, G-Rated, here's what you got to do, all right? If you want to fuck with Bang Out Radio, again, I'm going to make – this is the easy part. All you have to do is promote for Slap Sundays between now and next week. That's all you got to do, all your promotion, whatever you got to do. But in some shape, way, or form, I have to look somewhere and be able to be like, oh, shit, that's my shit. Hey, look at, okay, I need to be able to see that. Or I'll even give you one more option. Have people hit me up telling me that they're going to be coming to see you on the show or something like that. Like, you got my email. Everybody got my email. dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Have people hit me up like, oh, G-Rate is about to be on there. He hard. Woo-woo boy there. Have people hit me up pumping you up. You got two options. You got two options. That's your homework between now and next week. You either promote for the show just all out and I either have to see it or you just have to tell people to hit me up directly because I want to talk to people anyway. I want to know that people want G-Rated on the show. That's what I want to know. All right, now that's that part. Now, as far as making sure that you can be on time and shit and making sure that you know where the fuck you got to be and that you're ready to do shit, you're only going to be on next week's show. But you still have to call in this Wednesday on Hump Nights and this Friday on Fuck You Fridays. The times again, Wednesday 9 to 11 West Coast time. I don't know what that is your time. You have to figure it out. Fuck You Fridays 6 to 8 West Coast time. I don't know what that is. Got to figure that out. You better be in the queue. If I don't see your number in the queue, where if I wanted to go to you or whatever just to give you a chance and you're not there, it's over. It's done. It's a wrap. Don't call the show again. I don't want to hear nothing else because if you call in again, I'm going the fuck off. I swear to you. Like I said, I promise you, you're not going to want to talk to me ever again. And I'm just telling you that now, man to man, because like I said, I'm giving you a chance right here. Like I said, people don't get this, and I like trying to help people. Although you fucked over your last chance already. Most people don't get second chances, nigga. This is a favor right here I'm trying to get. You know what I mean? So don't make me look stupid because next week, like I said, with witnesses, come next week, if you want some other shit, I'm going to fuck off. I'm going to make sure I'm just as intoxicated just so I can go off, just so I can, and I'll be in my full right. And I'll be in my full right. Because, again, I've been in your position. You know what I mean? I didn't start off calling in on motherfuckers talking about I just wanted to be a co-host on a radio show. It didn't just start off like that. So it pisses me off that you think you can do that. Because it didn't even happen for me, and I got four shows. And it didn't go down like that for me. So, again, I honestly don't even think you really understand that. I just really hope you can just understand basic instructions. Because as long as you can do that, then we can still at least work together.
I'm really not trying to downplay you
or anything like that. I'm really not trying to be a mean person about me. Just the feeling and just the vibe I'm getting from you is just like, But again, it's probably not fair to you because I expect the best out of everybody until they show me something.
And you already fucked it.
I mean, no, there is no DJ position. You're not playing music. If that's what you want to do, you need to go somewhere else. Like I said, we're running the show over right now just so I can talk to you because I want to make sure this business is handled because I want to make sure we get this shit straight. I don't got shit else to do right now. I'm drinking. I don't got shit else to do. I'm drinking. I'm fucked up. Nigga, we can talk right now, niggas. I want to know what the fuck you doing because you done wasted half my time. I'm not even going to say you wasted it yet because we ain't got to the end of this yet. But I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you're going to do because you said, wait, again, you love radio, right? That's what you convinced me, right? I gave you that, right? Love radio, right? G-rated love radio, right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, do you understand the things that I've asked you to do in order to get involved in this thing that you love? Do you understand the things that I've asked you to do?
Yeah.
Are you going to do them?
100 with that shit, bro. Cause like, it's simple.
I mean, no, but the basketball, are you going to do them? I mean, did I just, and then it's going to piss me off, too, because like I said, we're running over. And if I just wasted all this, like I said, the only reason I'm even still talking to you, because I know people out there probably laughing and understanding what I'm going through and everything like this, but I'm really trying to understand at the same time. That's the only reason I'm letting this even go on, because, again, it's still good radio. But at the same time, if you just blow this off or you do some other shit, then I'm going to feel like we just wasted a whole show on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to be helpful. You don't realize the position you're putting me in, which is why I'm getting a little frustrated about it. Because like I said, I could have been playing music instead of trying to get you situated in some shit. I could have been talking about the Africans that keep fucking with me on Facebook. You know what I mean? I don't know who the fuck these people from Zimbabwe keep sending me all kind of notes and shit on Facebook. I was about to give it to them, but you just called in and you caught this. But you want this, though. Like I said, I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm not being disrespectful to the man.
Hey, Dagger.
Yes, sir.
Now, if he was serious, buddy, he'll start promoting now. You feel what I'm saying, bro?
Man.
I mean, he promoted once already. He already said that. You know, he promoted
no, but
once.
I'm talking about that right now. If he was serious, I'll start promoting right now.
But again, man, this is the one thing I've always said. Like I said, I'm just really trying to get out of it because I'm holding people over and everything like that. And I'm not gonna hold on to y'all too much longer and everything. But again, what I tell people all the time is that, well, the old thing that the old folks say, you know what I mean? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. You know what I mean? I can only do so much, and that goes for everybody. And I don't chase nobody. Like I said, my nigga, and he can't even lie about it. Like I said, I'm sitting here doing the show. I see the number call in, right? So I'm like, okay, but I'm playing music and everything. I don't recognize the number or whatever. I was going to bring it in like I brought in any other number. You know what I mean? But the fact, you lucky that you hit me up, G-Radio, and let me on Facebook while the show was going on. You lucky you sent me that note and let me know that that was you. Because if I didn't know it was you calling in and I brought you in and the first thing you said to me was, I want to be a co-host, and then it clicked to me who you was, oh, it would have went a whole different story. So I'm trying to give you a little credit where a little credit is due, cause you know what I mean. I try not to overshadow things, because again, like I said, I know where you've been at, nigga. Like I said, I'm 31, you 19, my nigga. Like I said, shit, you a fucking kid, my nigga. So I know what it's like. But nigga, at the same time, when I was 19 and shit, nigga, I wasn't doing the shit you was doing, nigga. I was on some other shit, my nigga. I don't know this shit you doing, nigga. I don't recognize this. You know, so at the very least, you know what I mean, we don't gotta get along. We could talk, we could top it up or whatever, but I'll give you a job. You'll have a spot on the show, man. You just got to make sure you do what you do, because the instant you give me some wrong information, the instant you don't show up on time, the instant, like I said, I ask you something and then it don't come back for this, that, or whatever, and you don't tell me ahead of time that you're having difficulties or something like that, just like any other job, nigga, if you don't let me know something's going on before work or something like that, before I get on air and I expect it, nigga, there's going to be a problem. Especially for me, because like I said, it's going to be fun, because like I said, I get to be I'm the boss, nigga, over here, nigga. This is what you don't realize. I don't even think you want to get involved in this. You might not want to. You sure this is what you want to do? At least over here, there's a lot of other, you know, radio stations, there's a lot of other blog talk stations. You know, you can even go set up your own shit if you want to, man. You don't even got to fuck with me. I mean, are you sure this is what you want? I'm trying to give you a way out. You can just walk out and everything will be all cool. Because once you cross that line, again, my nigga, it's done. And I don't mean done as in, like, you're not coming on the show. Like I said, I'm giving you this chance. You blow this, nigga, it's curtains on everything.
Hey,
I promise you.
Hey.
Is that, do you accept? Bottom line, like, what was it, Mission Impossible? Like, nigga, you got this message was self-destruct in 5 seconds. Nigga, do you accept? G-rated. Yes, do you accept the mission that the Godfather has set before you? My nigga, is this what you're about to do, or are you about to waste everybody's time?
Yes.
You hear
that
this shit?
Hey, that was,
Are you
here?
No, it's okay. No, don't go there. Don't go there.
How am I supposed to feel about that?
Don't go there. Don't go there. We're going to end the show. Come on, Dagger. Let's end the show. We already gone over. You have stressed your point. You stressed your point.
Sorry.
Now, ain't nothing you can do.
G-rated, man. Get up on it. Okay, G-rated. Let's see if you can do a proper side off. Like I said, we're going to practice real quick on the spot. We're just going to see what you can do on the spot real quick. Okay, y'all. We're about to get up out of here now. Like I said, Dagger's got his newest computer nerd right here, G-rated. Any shout-out you want to give real quick and, anybody you want to say something to real quick before we get up out of here, let people know where they can find you, holler at you or anything?
Yeah, shout-out to all the people who tuned in, of course, all the rappers, successfully rappers that make it in the world, rack rappers. Of course, you can add me on Facebook at G-Rated Birth, G straight line RHEDDURLISS.
All right, man. I mean, not bad, but that whole shit about that whole just rappers and everything like that. Like I said, technically, I don't like that term, so we got to change it. Like I said, we deal with artists over here, people that's really about their craft. Like I said, there's a lot of people that are rappers, so, you might want to kind of change that because it's just kind of like, I'm just saying. But, I don't know. Queen, what do you think of that real quick? Cause like I said, I don't know. I didn't mean it.
It's
a C-minus, maybe a D
plus. I give it a D plus. I do give it a D plus, all right.
Like I said,
whatever.
We got to work on that. And, Lil Esther, an unbiased opinion on that sign-off real quick, man. Just unbiased, like I said. And, we only doing this G-rated because we care, my nigga. Like I said, I hope you understand that because at any given time, I could have hung up on you and said, fuck you, this, that. We only doing this because we want to see if this is what you try to do. You understand that, right? I hope there's no hard feelings or nothing. This is that, what's it, Judge Mathis? That tough love shit, my nigga. I hope you understand that.
Yeah.
All right, see, this thing ain't got no kind of emotion or nothing. I swear to God. But okay, look, so what do you give him on that little outro he did right there? Real quick? What do you think?
I give him a D, man, cause he could have been hyper than that if he was serious, but it was kind of lazy. But I give him a D.
Yeah, let's see, a little lazy or whatever. Like I said, for somebody who loves this so much, my nigga, it don't seem like you do. My nigga, like I said, I'm animated. Maybe it's because of drugs, maybe it's this or that or whatever. Let me ask you, do you smoke? Do you smoke weed? Do you drink alcohol? You're young. You might not do that shit. Don't do it because I'm asking you to do it. I'm asking you, do you do it already? Don't blame me for shit.
No.
No? Nothing?
Please, all right,
let's do it though, man. Stay away from that shit, man. That shit is bad for you, nigga. Don't fuck with none of that shit. It kind of explains a little bit. This might be pretty interesting. But I don't know, G-Rated, man. This ought to be interesting, man. Like I said, if you can roll with the punches, man, I'll fuck with you because you fuck with me. But like I said, you gotta step up to the plate. You gotta pay your dues like everybody else got to. You gotta do what you know what I mean. And you got other people that's gonna beat on you like Queen B will fuck with you, nigga. Everybody got rights over you right now, my nigga. So if you wanna start at the bottom of the totem pole, nigga, and be that person, nigga, then you're more than welcome to be. All right. So again, I want to ask him what I told him to do. I really do, but I'm afraid he doesn't know. And I just don't want to end it like that. I really want to ask him. Like, does he know what he has to do between now and next Sunday? I really do.
Don't reiterate your vote.
All right, man. Because I did say it twice, man. So G-Rated, like I said, everybody's listening. Anybody that's still hanging out, listen. I got two witnesses right here, so I know that I'm not crazy or anything like that. So everything's... It's all in your hands right now, nigga. We're going to see what happens next week. Even little Aston, man, can you make sure you call in next week, man, at least on Sunday? Because, man, we gotta at least have everybody who was here this week next week. So just so we know exactly what transpired. Because, like I said, I don't want no bullshit. I don't want nobody coming at me like, Dagger did this and did it. Nah, that wasn't me. I didn't do that. You know what I mean? I got witnesses.
Hey, Dagger.
Yo.
Hey, I'm gonna send some more shit to your email tomorrow, man. I got a whole bunch of shit. I'm about to go to the studio in a few, but I'm gonna send some shit tomorrow.
All right, man, for sure. I'll be waiting for it, man. So go ahead, little Esther, man. Let's get up out of here, man. Finally, man. My bad. Let hold people up and everything. Let people know where they can find your music at. Where anything you got popping, real quick. Let people know what's up.
I got two mixtapes on the way. You can hit me up on Twitter at the real Esther, Therealister.
ain't got no Facebook, so it was heck, but you know, follow me on Twitter for updates and news.
There it is. I mean, and I mean, G-Ray, I mean, honestly, you see how he even sound like he's interested? Like, he just on that, like, you sound like that dead zombie dude motherfucker, you know what I mean? Like, watch, quick. Anybody want to give a shout out to real quick? You know, let people know where they can find you at, all that good shit, real quick. Go ahead.
shout out to everybody who tuned in tonight. I appreciate you guys. Anybody who fucking will Bang Out Radio, I appreciate y'all. Continue to show the love. Let's see. You guys want to find me? You guys want to holler at me? You guys can find me on twitter.com/@CaliQueen. CaliQueenV. Sorry, y'all. CaliQueenV. You guys want to find me on Facebook? It's facebook.com/ColeyBaby. You guys want to send me your music? You guys can send that to QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenVVEE1991@gmail.com. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
See, I mean, very, very, very simple, you know, clean, smooth. You know, when she's a little under the influence, it takes a little longer, you know, it's a little funnier. But, I mean, you know, she's clean tonight, so it's okay. But again, you know, people that are interested in what they're doing, G-Ray. So again, wait, hold on. What am I hearing in the background? Whose background is that? G-Ray.
My bad.
Oh, that's Queen. Oh, that's Queen. Okay,
that was my bad.
I was about to hop on G-Rated. It's Queen. Woo, boy. He's about to. Woo. But anyway.
Shout out to Dagger Radio, man.
Man, good looking now, man. Like I said, y'all already know who it is, man. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, man. Who? Oh, the Queen dropped. Okay, my bad. So she might just call back in. But, again, Dagger. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, man. Slap Sundays. Y'all already know how we get down over here. And again. Again, I'm sorry if I talk so much on the show, but again, I like helping people. I like giving people something to do. I like people doing things that make them happy. So if I'm in a position to do something, then like always, I'm gonna do it. But again, there are certain things that I take really seriously, and above all things, this right here, there's a lot of things that I don't have. This right now is mine. So I really take this shit very seriously. So, again, I mean, no disrespect for anybody that fucks with Bang Out Radio. Again, I know anybody, artists, producers, directors, models, whatever. If you on your independent shit, if you on your real shit and you ain't about that bullshit, then I fucks with you. Fucks with me, we make something happen. But, like, again, when people just step in like it's just whatever, then that type of shit pisses me off because, again, this is not whatever to me. And especially after everything I have to go through to keep this shit going and keep this shit moving, not getting paid for it. I mean, what the fuck? Don't play with shit like that, especially if you love shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain ethics, there's a certain dedication to everything, including this. So we're going to see what happens, man. Like I said, I was G-rated the best of luck. But, again, we'll see what happens. And we'll see y'all next week. Again, we'll just run down the lineup one more time just in case, you know, anybody may need to hear it again. Slap Sundays every Sunday, 7 to 9. The Triple M Show every Monday, Mo Music Monday, 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with my co-host Queen V, 9 to 11. All right, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Fuck You Fridays every Friday from 6 to 8. All right, and that's all West Coast times, all right? Keep fucking with Bang Out Radio, y'all. Like I keep saying, fuck with us, we fuck with y'all. Get your promotion on, get your direction on, whatever. You can find me on what? Facebook, same email that you send the music to, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You put that in pretty much any social media, my shit may pop up, all right? So just look out for your boy, all right? I'll be out there somewhere. And let's see. Let's end it like this. See y'all next week, man. I'm out and G-rated. Hope you was paying attention, man, because next week it's about to be some shit. If you're not, we'll be back. Holla at y'all. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. I'm out. Good night.
Right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself, Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shook their body, shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. Alright?
That she was shaking on the pole, gyrating their body to the music real slow. Man, I can't believe girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so
Oh,